do have another long weekend coming up for New Year's. So City of Bryan will be back up and running on Tuesday. Monday's the actual official holiday for the city.
Well, the two main things with New Year's weekend coming up, one, I guess, would be fireworks, and two would be making sure if you're going to imbibe, make sure you have a designated driver.
Yeah, we've got New Year's weekend coming up, so it's a good time to celebrate, and we want you to celebrate and have a good time, but we want you to do it safely. We usually see a higher volume of calls for certain types of calls. The ones we usually get are loud music. Usually you're thinking loud music from a car stereo passing by, and we do have problems with that from time to time. But now we're talking about loud music at houses, at apartments, things like that. We want you to have a good time, but you got to keep it at a reasonable level because we do issue citations for that. Of course, drinking and driving, that's something we look at a lot. Our traffic safety unit, along with other officers, will be out combing the streets, looking for people who've been imbibing too much. Is that correct?
That's the word I've been using,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Tried to throw a 50-cent piece word at
that
you.
That was
there.
Good. I'll jump on that. I'll call you on that 50 cents. In Texas, it's estimated every 20 minutes someone is injured or killed as a result of a crash involving alcohol. So it is something we deal with all the time, and it's something that we try to curb, especially on this holiday. We want to keep it safe for you. Just so you know, a side note, drinking and driving last September with the legislative updates that it's a Class B misdemeanor. But if even on your first offense, if you have a blood alcohol content level of 0.15 or higher, or excuse me, maybe it's above 0.15, it's an automatic Class A. So there was a little bit of increase in the law there last September. A lot of people may not know that. Let's see here. Oh, well, we do have some recommendations for you, the same ones I always like to give. Designate a sober driver for you. You get stuck somewhere and you don't have a sober driver, there's always a taxi out there that'll help you. A friend, call a friend, wake someone up. I know they may not want to be woke up, but I'm sure they love to help you get home safely. And you're welcome to call a parent or a relative, because they'd rather pick you up than pick you up from the jail after you've been arrested for that. So, or you could stay the night at your location. Just some ideas. I know they're an inconvenience for you, or maybe you didn't plan for it appropriately, but if you do plan for it, it'll get you out of a jam and ahead of time. You don't want to get in a position, Bill, where you're stuck there and you're like, maybe I can make it home. You know, maybe three is not enough to get me real drunk. So, you know, just have a plan ahead of time. My next topic here, besides fireworks, you mentioned the fireworks there. We don't allow fireworks in the city limits. That's Bryan or College Station.
And that includes transport. It's not just discharging.
Yeah, you can't be hauling around a bunch of fireworks in your car and stuff like that. You shouldn't have them in the city at all. They're a fire hazard. They're explosives. We're a tightly packed community with houses and commercial buildings. And, you know, we've seen it in the county, Bill. Things burning all over Texas. And I know we've had some rains, but rain or no rain, fireworks are illegal in the city limits. The last thing is this celebratory gunfire. I talk about it every year. What is celebratory gunfire? Well, it's described as the indiscriminate firing of a weapon into the air. People tend to do it because of cultural history. They like to fire a gun in the air, but what goes up must come down. So, you know, it damages buildings. It can hit a person. It can injure them. It can kill them. Because usually when we're standing, the head, shoulders, feet are what are exposed. And it can come down at enough velocity to severely injure someone, much less just, you know, scratch them or put an eye out. So,
or something as odd as hitting a vehicle and then you wreck the vehicle because you're shocked by the impact.
Right. Or just like damage in general, you know. So something to think about. You're probably wondering who the heck does that, who does that? But we do get reports of that, in the city limits from time to time, people firing guns up in the air. So please don't do that. That's disorderly conduct by firearm. It's a Class B misdemeanor. It's a very serious offense. It's not a ticketable offense. It's an arrestable offense. So we want you to have a good time. It's just things we remind everyone, just kind of try to re-educate some people, be safe out there, you know, have fun, celebrate, but just be careful.
Patrol just wants to patrol. They don't want to get out of their vehicles either.
Yeah, they want you to have a good time too. You know,
it makes their holiday better.
Less paperwork for them.
That's right.
Yeah.
unless overtime for you as a taxpayer.
That's right. That's right. Well, most of your listeners, Bill, I think are pretty
well-to-do. I think we're preaching to the choir for
the
most part.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good well-to-do listeners. If anyone's listening on this station that fires guns in the air, that's just strange. Pass the word.
Well, let me flip it briefly then. What about if one of our majority of intelligent listeners happens upon gunfire or fireworks or a driver that's weaving on the roadway?
Well, we definitely take that as a priority call, a 911 call. We would like for you to dial 911 because if it's a firearm, we don't know if the person's intoxicated. We don't know if they're being reckless or if they're a serious situation going on. A drunk driver, we don't want them rolling around until we can get you to the right phone call, to the right person to speak to. 911 will get you to who you need to speak to, and we'll get you a uniformed officer in the area as soon as we can. And so we always encourage that.